Well, hello and welcome. I'm Robert Helms, and this is the Renew Your Future Goals Check-In Call number 2. We're about halfway through the year. This is a great time for us to take stock, find out how far we've come, and how far we still have to go. If you're listening to this call, it should mean that you've already participated in our first quarterly review call a few months back. If not, you still have access to the call and the worksheet if you'd like to go through that process first. But nothing we cover today is predicated on hearing the first call. I'll leave that to you. By now, you should have printed out the PDF, or if you prefer, you can just view it on your screen. And you'll note that kind of the tone and ideas behind a halfway through the year call are a little different than what we discussed in the first quarter. I started with a really interesting quote from Susan Young. She says, "As you move through the seasons of change and make a deliberate decision to review and redo along the way, you can begin to see everything from a fresh perspective. This will generate new opportunities for making things better or creating something completely brand new." And I wanted to start with that quote because 6 months after you wrote your goals is an excellent time to question what you wrote. You may have had full confidence in what you wanted to achieve for this year at the end of the January event, and life has happened since then. So it's definitely time to review and potentially redo your goals. On the first goals check-in call, most of the questions had to do with the progress you've made, where things had gone well, and being realistic enough to take a look at where they hadn't. We'll do some of that this time around as well. But now that you're halfway between last goals retreat and the next goals retreat, this will be the perfect opportunity for you to take a real hard look at where you thought you were going and where you really want to be going. Now, they may not be different at all. Today may be absolutely confirming what you wrote in your workbook at the beginning of the year. But just know that if for any reason who you are has changed in such a way that your goals are changing, that is perfectly all right. So as we did last time, I'll ask a series of questions and give you some time to journal the answers. If you need more time, simply pause the call and resume when you're ready. So we'll start on page 2. Question number 1. Are you who you want to be? How so? And or how not? Now before you start, that is a big question. But you spent a lot of time journaling about who you are and that ideal next best version of you. So with that in mind, are you who you want to be? I hope you're making progress towards that next best version of you, but right now, are you who you want to be? How so or how not? Okay, if you need more time, you can simply pause now and resume when you're ready. Question number 2. Reflect on any goals you've already completed. Maybe some of the things you thought would take a year or two, you've already checked off the list. Congratulations. As you reflect on those goals, answer this question. To what do you attribute your success? Thank you. lots of things contribute to our success in life. When it comes to the goals that you've already completed for the year, to what do you attribute your success specifically? All right, let's turn to page 3. Question number 3. Reflect on any goals you haven't really started yet. Maybe there's some things you wrote down in your goals workbook that this was the year and you were ready to go, but something happened and you haven't started. Why? And then answer this. Are you still committed to that goal? Why or why not? Again, if you haven't started a goal you intended to, are you still committed to it? Why or why not? All right, and remember, there's nothing wrong with changing course. This may have been your first goals retreat in January, or maybe you've done this process a bunch, but as you evolve and continue to reach goals, other goals can change. Your priorities shift. What you're trying to accomplish and why can change. And sometimes it is exterior factors, things that go on in the world or with your career or your company, that may have little or nothing to do with decisions or actions you've taken. But sometimes that's not the reason. And this next question speaks to that. What responsibilities, if any, have you been dodging? Is part of the reason you haven't achieved certain goals because you haven't really put the pedal to the metal? You haven't been committed? You said you wanted to, but your actions say differently. What responsibilities have you been dodging? Jim Collins says to confront the brutal facts. If you've been dodging some responsibilities, write them down. One of the reasons we tend to dodge responsibilities is because we get sidetracked by the thing we talked about called resistance. Resistance is insidious. It works hard to push you off track, sometimes with a giant shove, sometimes with a small nudge, but always effectively. And the first cure for resistance is just knowing about it. When we were together in January, if it was your first exposure to resistance, I hope that you've gone on to read Stephen Pressfield's great books, The War of Art and Turning Pro. If not, you still have half a year left. But let's talk about how resistance has manifested in your life. Question number 5 is a chance for you to come up with the various ways you've noticed resistance manifesting in your life this year. Have things jumped in your way? Have circumstances pulled you off your path? How has resistance manifested in your life? And be honest. All right, well, that may not have been pleasant, but you will be served by going through that exercise. And now, number six, what can you do to fight resistance? Either some of the specific types of resistance you've experienced and wrote about, or others that you notice. What can you do to fight resistance? Excellent. Well, our next exercise is a little different. We're going to put this under the category of plan, do, review. If you'll turn to page 5, I'll take you through the exercise before you start writing. In order to do this exercise, you're going to need your top A goals from January. Now, we made reference to those in the Renew Your Future check-in call number 1, so hopefully you have them at your fingertips. If not, you can pause the call and come back when you have your top A goals from January in front of you. Assuming you do, let's focus on your top 3 goals. As you went through the exercise on Sunday, you came up with your top 3 A goals. So you have space on this sheet to put each one of those goals on the appropriate line. Go ahead and do that. You can write the full goal in small letters, or you can just write a word or two that indicates what that goal is for you. Now, the next line is for you to estimate the percentage of that goal that you've accomplished. We find that our A goals are often bigger goals. They take many steps, lots of action to reach those goals. But if you've started, then you're some percentage accomplished. So the first thing to do is to estimate approximately what percentage is this goal accomplished. Now, I find this exercise is a little easier if we do one goal at a time instead of going across. So we'll focus on your first A goal. What percentage have you accomplished? Write that on the line. And then the next question is this goal in progress? Are you actively working on it? If you are, circle yes. If you haven't even started this goal, then it would be no. If you worked on it for a couple of months and then stopped for whatever reason and it's not currently in progress, well, that would be no. And this is kind of a yes or no question. Either this goal is in progress for you, or it's not. The next question is little or no progress. If you've made little or no progress, well, that may be okay. You just need to acknowledge it. So if you've made little or no progress, here you would circle yes. Yes, I've made little or no progress. Or no, I think I'm doing pretty well. The next one's an important one. Knowing what you now know, practicing zero-based thinking. Is this still an A goal for you? It was in January. Is it now? Whether you've worked on it, made good progress or not, is this goal still an A goal, one of your most important goals? Either yes or no. All right, moving down the column, as you consider this particular goal, what went right? Now, there's just a couple of lines here, not really room for a paragraph, although you could expound on the backside of the paper. So just a couple of things here that you can note that went right regarding this goal. And then conversely, what are some things that went wrong, if there were things that went wrong? Once you have those two completed, the next question is why? Whatever comes up for you, why? And finally, pertaining to this goal, what's next? What has to happen next for you to be able to complete this goal? Once you've done that for goal number one, do the same for goal number two and goal number three. Do it now. All right, if you need more time to complete the exercise, you can pause the call and resume when you're ready. Turn to page 6. What help do you need? This is a great time of year, halfway through the calendar year, for you to assess, do you need additional help? And if so, what help do you need? Write it down. And number 9, once you've identified the help that you need, how can you get that help? What can you do to get the help you need? All right. And question number 10. Really just a few notes for you to jot down. These are tools for reviewing and reshaping your goals. The first is seeing the big picture. At the goals retreat, you spent 2.5 days focused on you, your skills, your attributes, your talents, your resources, what you wanted in your life, lots of different areas of your life. And then you spent time journaling on the action steps necessary to complete many of your goals. But only when you step back and see the big picture of that next best version of you can you make decisions about changing or reshaping your goals in any way. So you have to see the big picture. Next is something we talked about Saturday morning. Start, stop, continue. This might be a great time for you to look at what you've been doing this year so far with your eyes towards the rest of the year and ask, are there certain things that I should stop doing? Are there things that are working for me that I should continue doing? And is there anything new that I should start doing? So start, stop, continue. The next tool for reviewing and reshaping your goals is what we call zero-based thinking. We talked about this briefly just a bit ago, but zero-based thinking is knowing what you now know, which you didn't know when you set off to write your goals or 3 months ago or a year ago, but knowing what you now know, is there anything you would change? Anything you do differently, anything you'd approach from a different perspective. Zero-based thinking, knowing what I now know, what would I do differently in the future? And then our final tool here is compared to what? Compared to what? Nothing is good or bad on its own. Is that good? Is that bad? Is that a good deal? Is that a good goal? Is that a good body weight? Compared to what? When you're approaching the things you want to attract into your life, you always have to consider the alternatives. And that's compared to what? With that, let's turn to page 7, and we're going to do something we did at the Goals Retreat, but this is a great time halfway through the year to do it again, and that is the balance wheel exercise. I'll run over it quickly here, but I'm going to assume that you remember it. It's a very powerful exercise to go through. The way it works is you're going to come up with a number between 1 and 10 for each of 6 areas of your life. And the 1 to 10 has to do with your satisfaction in that area. If you're a 10, that means you wouldn't change a thing. Everything's good. This is according to you, not the outside world, not your spouse, not your family, not social media, but for you. If you're a 10, if you weigh 700 pounds and you feel perfect and you're like, I wouldn't change a thing, it's all good, then that's a 10 for you. A 1 means you need to do a lot of work. A 1 means I don't have any satisfaction in this area. So you're going to come up with a number. It might be a 3 or a 7 or a 9 on each of these areas. Spiritual and ethical. Family and home. Mental and educational. Social and cultural. Financial and career. And physical and health. And let's say that I had a 6 for spiritual and ethical. From the you center, I would start each one of those hash lines. First one is 1, then 2, then 3, then 4, then 5, then 6. And I take my pen and from 6, I draw a line over to 6 at family and home. So it's important that I go from 6 to 6. Now, if my family and home was an 8, then I would go from 8 to 8 between family and home and mental and educational. What you don't do is go from 6 under spiritual and ethical to 8 under family and home. And you want to have the same curvature as the wheel. So the first thing to do is come up with those 6 numbers, your personal satisfaction from 1 to 10 in each of these areas, and then fill out your wheel.